Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solutions Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. That's 800-659-7997.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What what what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review, the only hour all week on only sports talk networks where we can talk just video games. My name is Rick Tittle. Nice to have you with us wherever you're listening in this great land of ours, Bulgaria, and so foreign lands. We love the foreign lands as well. Come on in and get heard as we talk video games, not just sports video games, but all video games, and you can do it together at the toll-free line. Don't be shy, we'll pay for the call, 1-800-878-PLAY. Get it? Play. Video games, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 7529. Questions, comments, or concerns, neophytes, newbies, hardcore gamers, and everyone in between. We want to hear from you. As I said, we only get an hour. I'm based here in San Francisco Sports Byline, USA. Coast to coast, bleeding over both borders. And around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. If you're in the military listening, one of our 500 outlets, 177 countries, you're doing a great job protecting us and our allies. Stay safe, come home soon, keep up the good work. We know the video games are important to the troops overseas, a little home cooking. Take the stress off, hopefully, if you ever do get a break. Also, we are on Sirius XM 211, the Dan Patrick channel. Dan, fresh off his Happy Gilmore 2 appearance where they gave him a gray mustache kind of look. But great to be on Sirius XM. Also, the TuneIn app, the iHeartRadio app, the Stitcher app, CRN Digital Plus 2, the Cable Radio Network Channel 2, 35 million homes, cable providers. Streaming through sportsbyline.com. Go there, click Listen Live. Also, SB Nation Live. Go there, click Listen Live. And if you'd like to write me an email, it's rick@sportsbyline.com. That's pertinent, not just for questions, comments, or concerns, but to win the video game that I'll give away in about a half hour, 40 after. And also to request a cheat code at the end of the show is how we close things out. Once again, rick@sportsbyline.com. So I will. We'll talk news. We'll talk what's going on. We'll have new releases. We'll try and cram it in here. We only got 51 minutes left. So come on back on the Video Game Review.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Couponing. Wow, you didn't strike me as the coupon type.
Just trying to stay ahead of inflation. Gas, groceries, everything. It's all more expensive. I need to save wherever I can.
Have you tried Upside yet?
Upside? What's that?
It's a free app that I use that pays cash back for every gallon of gas I buy. You've got to buy gas to get around anyway. Might as well get paid for it.
Come on, does that really add up to anything?
I've already made around $200. The extra cash helped pay down my bills, and I even had a little extra left to treat myself.
And the Upside app is free?
Totally free, and the cash back is real. You can transfer the cash right to your bank account.
I'm downloading Upside right now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code BOOST to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code BOOST for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code BOOST for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to Live Radio and the Video Game Review. I'm Rick Tittle. It's now quiet like a church. See, not my church. My church is loud. Well, whatever. We are here for you to talk. We, me, video games, 1-800-878-PLAY. So, ready or not, if you don't know the game, it's kind of a team-based SWAT type of FPS game. And it finally made its way to consoles a couple, well, not even 2 weeks ago, maybe about 10 days ago. And upon 20 minutes after people started playing it, they realized that the game had changed some of its, well, let's just say they had censored some things. And that is chopping off the heads of dead people, taking their clothes off, just some gory things that they thought maybe we shouldn't put these on the consoles. So Void Interactive was asked about this, and a lot of people were reacting very negatively to that, saying, I thought you were going to keep the game as it was on PC. And so Void released a statement saying that rather than maintaining multiple versions with different assets and mechanics that would increase the likelihood of bugs, they said the changes were small enough that most people here wouldn't notice if we didn't say anything, but they wanted to be transparent with their players. And so, you know, I don't buy that there would be more bugs, you know, because in the PC version, you have those levels of control. I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that there are actually some credit card companies, believe it or not, we can get into that later, but are cracking down on the violence in video games. They don't want you to use their card for those purchases. I don't know. The censorship is never a good idea. Telling people what they can and can't say and book burnings and such things. I always think if something's horrible, we should know about it. And if somebody says something stupid, we should know about it. Or if we don't agree with it, whatever it is. But to just say, I don't like what you're saying, you can't do this. And it is art. It's just like movies. And movies, if you want to put in horrific gore and graphic sex, then you're going to have, in a movie, you're going to have a rating. So everybody can say, hey, this is what's in this movie, just letting you know. And then you can choose to or not. But it is art. It's all a form of art. And while it might not be in a hanging in the Louvre, but you will have, you shouldn't censor people and the art they're going to do. But so they came out and Void Interactive said, oh, it's no big deal. And almost immediately, the first day, there was a mod to revert back to those censorship changes. And the ability to dismember dead people and other such things that you can have. So the mod creator is named Eman734. And Eman734 said, all uncensored files are either reuse files from the Dark Waters version of the game and also maybe modified significantly, or modified files of the current version, both originally made by Void Interactive. We do not claim to be the original authors and do not claim to have legal ownership or IP rights. Void Interactive retains legal IP rights to their assets, and we will comply with any takedown requests. And there have been no takedown requests as of this showtime. And the mod has been downloaded almost 7,000 times since in one day. And it racked up 78 endorsements. And so that's why I said the player backlash to this censorship, making changes to the PC version. And some people said that was the only way they were going to secure a console release. And so they cited misconceptions and misinformation about the amendments. So you might remember, to a lesser extent, if you're a Void Interactive fan, because they have courted controversy before this, and the original publisher, Team 17, one day after the developer shared it would have a school shooting level, Void said, you're fired. And I don't think that's controversial. I just think that's smart. That's just, you can get into how tasteless and morbid and lame that is. It's just dumb. You don't need to have a level for a school shooting. I'll never forget when I played I want to make sure I get it right, but one of the Call of Duties where you have to do an airport shooting and you have to prove to the other terrorists that you're a terrorist. And so you shoot all these people at the airport. And then what happens at the end? They kill you. So they can say, look, an American did it. And then when you respawn, you don't respawn. You're a new character now. And then you start playing the game. And look, if anybody who's played a first-person shooter, you have, quote-unquote, shot 500 million people in your life for war, right? And so I remember I sprayed up this airport and then was killed. And I thought, didn't leave you with a great feeling. So I don't think it was controversial for Void to fire Team 17 when they're, you know, they got some dorks going, oh, we're going to have a Columbine. And they're like, no, you're not. Now, so the level that predicted that they also wanted to put in 2022 was released on the anniversary of that horrific Pulse nightclub shooting, and they had a nightclub called Prism, As I said, it's just in bad taste. You know, you don't want a mass murder game, right? Can you imagine how many times people have tried to make a Dahmer game or tried to make a Ted Bundy game? I have no proof of it. I haven't even heard a rumor of it. I just know there's probably hell of people that have tried to make a serial killer game. And you just have to do it in a way where you can pull it off. In other words, if you make a hitman game, well, you're a hitman. Yeah, it makes sense, right? You get hired to kill people. You're still killing people. So anyway, it's not like, oh, dang, now I'm not going to get ready or not because I can't chop off the heads of all the dead people I kill. No, it's just a kind of an icky feeling knowing that a game got censored, you know, and it makes me want to not get it, not just because I want to be morbid, but it's just like, you know, I don't know. It feels like you're getting less than. You're not getting the whole game, for better or for worse. Some people would say for worse. Some people would say for better. All right, let's take a quick break. We will come on back on the video game review.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thanks for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. That's right, I said the world, around the world on American Forces Radio Network. All right, coming up, we will be giving away a brand new game. So, what game is it? Oh, you're going to have to watch. Yeah, that's right. We got a little bit more news from Madden, I should say, as the release gets closer. And on Thursday, we received new details about the Ultimate Team mode. One feature of Ultimate Team is the introduction of solo champions. A 12-game gauntlet of escalating difficulty requiring an entry token that players will be given each week. Interesting. Leaderboard campaigns are also a new inclusion in the mode. Head-to-head or solo campaigns will put you on that leaderboard, small subset of other players. And each of those tiers will unlock bonus rewards. Another addition in Ultimate Team is the Pack Helper feature. This isn't Go Pack Go. This has nothing to do with Green Bay. But the Pack Helper feature. So there are now optional insights to see if a new player is better than a current starter, whether they help complete a set, how they're trending on the auction house, or if they boost chemistry tiers. They have their Bunsen burners and their Petri dishes and such things. So challenges are set to return. Difficulty levels 1 to 5 stars, as they put it. And the Ultimate Team also includes the team building events requiring a theme team or a specific player in a lineup to enter. Players will have the ability to view any eligible event and auto-generate a baseline event to meet those requirements. Now, as I mentioned, we're getting closer to launch. We are less than a month away, August 14th. And August 11th, if you pre-order the Deluxe Edition or the MVP Bundle. All right. I never get too much into, you know, the video adaptations of video games, in other words, movies and TV shows. I thought the the Fallout on Amazon was well done. And if you're as much as a Fallout nut and have spent as many hours that I have spent in those games, you appreciated the authenticity of it for sure. I liked the first season of Last of Us. I gave up on the second season as soon as, well, I won't give it away, but when one of the characters isn't there anymore, I gave it one more episode and I just didn't care about anything or anybody else. What are you going to do? You know, if you kill off the main character right in the beginning, will anyone watch? Well, I guess I did in the movie Psycho. But beyond what people are working on and many, many other examples I can give, I was interested, and that's why I do want to mention that Amazon MGM Studios says that they're going to be making a Wolfenstein series. Now I'm in. That's right. William B.J. Blazkowicz. And I think about playing Wolfenstein. I remember playing Wolfenstein when it looked like Berserk, you know, and you kind of played this, I don't even want to call it a top down, but it was just, it wasn't amazing, but I liked it. And then first person. And then that led to Doom and then Sod, Spear of Destiny. God, those games are great. Those are games, though, you literally cannot watch somebody else play. Because you will, as Wayne and Garth would say, hurl. I remember when I got my N64 and I was playing the Mario game. My friend Dave came over. And like 3 minutes in, me watching it, he went, ah! And he covered his eyes. And he like pressed his forehead into the carpeting. I go, what are you doing? He goes, I'm so nauseous. Mario, watching Mario is making you nauseous? I'm like, dude, don't ever watch me play Wolfenstein. So, this announcement came in Variety, and that is the Hollywood publication. And the creator is Patrick Somerville, who worked on Maniac. He will write it, he will showrun it, and as I mentioned, create. He has also brought in James Altman and Jerk Gustafson of Keyframe Films and game developer Machine Gun Games, respectively, as executive producers. I don't know. Jerk has got to be not his Christian name. But Variety does go on to state that the plot details are keeping hush-hush. I can tell you the plot details. This is the thing. In Hollywood, everyone is so scared of offending someone, some way, somehow. Ethnicity, race, religion, gender, cisgender, whatever. Somebody is going to be offended. Somebody's going to get into trouble. Except for one thing. You can kill all the Nazis you want. You can torture and eviscerate and skin. You can do anything to a Nazi and the world will sit back and be like, oh, that's all right. That's okay. No one's going to complain about that. So there's your, no one's going to feel sorry for the 18-year-old German kid who gets drafted into the Wehrmacht. They're all Nazis now, and no one will care, right? It's a video game, as it should be. Do you think I feel sorry for any of them in movies or video games? Because I don't. So they say hush, hush. But this is from Variety. They say, quote, the story of killing Nazis is evergreen. That's exactly what I just said. So as I said, this game goes back to the 80s and it's BJ's Blazkowicz. And yes, he was William Blazkowicz. And I just think about the little sounds that the Nazis would make. And they'd go, mein Leben, you know, my love, or the guy would go, Ufafa, which means nothing. Ufafa. Mein Leben. And they would say other stuff with a righteous hail of bullets. And so, like I said, it was 1981, Castle Wolfenstein, and then it went FPS. And you think about how that led to Doom. There is no Doom without Wolfenstein and Spear of Destiny. It's just not. And I mean, you think about the games over the years, the New Order, which Bethesda put out, and I've never been a huge fan of the Wolfenstein games after the PC, quite honestly. The most recent one, I guess, was Youngblood. Wasn't that a hockey movie with Rob Lowe? Wasn't that the linebacker that broke his leg in the Super Bowl? No, Wolfenstein Youngblood 2019. So, Prime Video and producer Kilter Films. So, as I said, Prime put out that Walton Goggins, who's a comic genius, and Ella Purnell,
who I got to know her name. She was very good in Fallout. And by the way, Fallout's season two is set to debut in December, and it's been renewed for a third year as well. Now, beyond that, Bethesda Universe Prime is already in development with Mass Effect from BioWare. Remember, Mass Effect was one of the first if-then statement games on the big consoles. Choose your path. God of War from Santa Monica Studios. That's a Sony shop. And they're also in a work on a Warhammer 40,000 game from Games Workshop. And they already have Henry Cavill in on there. Henry Cavill, of course, who was once Superman and in Witcher. Now, Netflix is doing a Splinter Cell game. They're doing an Assassin's Creed game as well. So as I mentioned, I usually don't get into talking about all those other series, but there's something about Wolfenstein. And knowing that Fallout was done well on Prime, so I'm very much looking forward to see what they have to offer. They need to have a lot of, you know, press your forehead against a brick wall, see if it opens, and there's little crowns in there. All right, I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break. We'll come on back on the Video Game Review.
Of 50, want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as a dollar per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
I've got a question for you. Do you want a lower car payment just by making a phone call? You know, most people buy a car and they pay whatever the car dealer says their interest rate is, and they forget about it and make payments. But did you know there is a secret in your contract that allows another company to refinance any car payment to try and lower it? It's true. There is indeed a company out there that knows the ins and, more importantly, the outs on car loans, and they know how to lower your current car payments. It's easy and fast, and you could have a lower car payment next month. Make this free call right now and find out if you could lower your existing car payment. Call the Car Savings Hotline right now. The call is free.
Call now. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. That's 800-605-1680.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's
800-943-9215. The Video Game Review.
All right, welcome back to the Video Game Review. I'm Rick Tittle, and I'm fired up to be with you as we are at 40 after. That means I have to give away a game. It got real quiet. Also, cheat code coming up in the just a couple minutes after this next thing before we say bye-bye. So if you have a cheat code request for an older game, send those to rick@sportsbyline.com. Time to give away a brand new game. This one's called Phantom Squad, which just came out 9 days ago. It's a PC game developed by Control Freak, and it's CTRL, like on your keyboard, Control Freak, published by Super Rare Originals. I like that publisher name there. Here's the blurb. Quote, Phantom Squad is an intense 1-to-4-player tactical top-down shooter combining fast-paced combat with real-time strategy. Assemble your squad, plan your route, choose your loadout, and execute. Use a versatile arsenal to tackle brutal missions. Stick to the plan or adapt to survive the chaos. So, as it just said, this is a top-down RTS. And my question is, and the second correct answer to rick@sportsbyline.com will win the game free. My question is this a top-down RTS or is this a WNBA game? Once again, top-down RTS or WNBA game. Send your answers to rick@sportsbyline.com. The winning answer will win Phantom Squad for the PC, developed by Control Freak and published by Super Rare Originals. Kind of reminds me of that. Spinal Tap. Well, we were the originals, and then another band in the West End were the originals, so then we were the new originals. And like 1-800-878-PLAY to get in and get heard. I talked about this a couple weeks ago. This, you may have seen news, if you follow influencers, streamers, people on Twitch, whatever, people have been having a backlash calling for laws to quote unquote stop killing games. And grassroots initiative that has picked up around the world, including Australia, and it's picking up speed. It's making an 11th hour push for signatures on a petition in the EU. That's right, the European Union. So what's the problem? Well, I mentioned the N64. Let's say you bought a game for that back in 1999. You could dust it off, plug it in, and start playing. But the same is impossible for a lot of games released in the last 10 years. That's because games require an internet connection to play and online servers hosted by the developer. But when the companies decide they don't want to keep the servers operating, they just shut them down and the games are unplayable. And that's happened to me. I'm sure it's happened to you. And we just accept it. And honestly, I've never seen a case where a game server is shut down and there are hundreds of thousands of people playing it. It's usually a lobby or two or three of people still playing it. So there's still a few hundred, maybe a few thousand playing it. But they usually give it a good long run. And so you go, oh, that sucks. And then you say, okay, nothing I can do about it. Well, this is these people trying to do something about it. The thing is, these games are sold for the same price, but they're not marketed as having a lifespan. Now, that is interesting. And that does make sense. buy this game. Like, let's just say you buy a game right now. Buy this game. This game will not be able to be played in 2033. Let's just say it's gonna, the server's gonna give it 8 years. Would you still buy it? I would. Do any of us even know if we're gonna be here in 2033? The answer is no, we don't. We hope we will, but we don't know. So you just buy it anyway. But I think it is worth it. But then again, I mean, do you think they can put a man on the moon, have him golf, and then fly him back home, and they couldn't make a car that'll last forever? You think they can't make an iPhone that'll last forever? These things are, almost everything we buy is designed to break. Otherwise, you know, they'll only sell you one mattress your whole life. They're designed to get stinky and lame, and the springs or whatever break, right? They can make a car that could last forever. I firmly believe they can make a car that can last 100 years, but then they can't sell you a new car, can they? Unless you're rich and you go, I just want a new one. So the Stop Killing Games movement say that this is an issue of consumer rights. And on the official website, it says, quote, the practice of a seller destroying a product someone has already paid for represents a radical assault on consumer rights and even the concept of ownership itself. If this practice does not stop, we may be codified into law and spread to other products of more importance over time, such as agricultural equipment, education products, medical devices, etc. It is important consumers maintain a basic level of rights so as not to be overrun by predatory practices. Now, I don't think these are predatory practices. I just think they feel like we're going to make a game, people will play it. If it's good, they'll play the hell out of it. They'll play it for many years. And then we'll make two more versions of the game and people will still be playing the old one and then less and less and less and I'm going to just turn it off. I don't think they're rubbing their hands together going, ha ha ha, this game's only going to be 3 or 4 years old, ha ha. So I don't think it's predatory. But this frustration of this practice of developers shutting down games has, like I said, it's existed forever. When Ubisoft announced plans to shutter The Crew, the racing game, in 2024, that reached a boiling point because there was a YouTuber, the channel Accursed Farms, and there was a guy named Ross Scott who told his audience, he was so PO'd, he told his audience to pursue legal proceedings against Ubisoft. No, Ubisoft. With the intention of setting that legal precedent. And out of that, really, Stop Killing Games was born. And it's really going back to spring of last year. So this initiative for several countries to pursue the legislation for this. And so Stop Killing Games say release updates that allow games to be played without access to a server. Now, that would be nice. I can tell you, I tried to play Battlefield 1 the other day. There was one map. I was happy with that. And then I went back the next day, and there was no one playing. There were no maps. So the other thing is, play without a server and then allow owners of the game to host private servers. And I don't think that's unreasonable. And so now the movement petitioned to the European Union, as I said, an 11th hour groundswell of support, and it brings the issue into the mainstream discourse because the petition, which closes in 4 days, they had 1 year to get 1 million verified, it's funny, not signatures, but statements of support, whatever that means. And they said in a fortnight, in other words, 2 weeks, they got about 454,000 signatures, and now they're at 1.3 million signatures. And as I mentioned, now even in Australia, they're doing it. So remember, like what Apple does when you buy a new phone, what do? They change your charging cable. And so the European Union said that Apple can't do that anymore. In America, they still do. What do we do when we get a new phone? Oh, now it's a different, what? That's like, what, four times? And then your headphone, wait, my headphones, it was a mini phone jack. Well, now it's different. Now it looks like this. And once you put it in 100 times, it's going to start, and you're going to have to get a new phone. So the developers, a lot of people have said, you know, we understand how this is disappointing for people, and private servers are not a viable option because people will steal your information and we keep it secret. And these titles are designed to be online only, and they're not designed to last forever. And they're just saying it's just... Yeah, there are some Owlcat Studios. I mentioned Warhammer 40,000. They make Warhammer 40,000. They have expressed support for the petition. So we'll see what happens. But, you know, the whole thing about, you know, consumer affairs and fair trade and everything else, I do think that there are some legal legs upon which these petitions can stand. All right. Let's get to the upcoming games this week. Tuesday releases, unless otherwise noted. Fumes for the PC. This is a desert jeep game. Nidana. This is for the PC. One-Eyed Licho. L-I-K-H-O. One Licho. Brazilian Licho. PC. Primal Planet. This is people fighting dinosaurs. The dinosaurs are being delivered by UFOs. PC. Star, which in other words, reality game. Star Vortex on the PC. The shooter. Achilles Survivor on all the big systems except Switch. Co-op. Kaiju. Horror. Cooking. Great title. PC. As is Delivery Pals on the PC. Grounded 2, PC, Xbox Series X and S. Madu Monogatari, Fia and the Wondrous Academy, PS4 and PS5. Orcs Must Die, Death Trap, PS5. Tales of the Shire, a Lord of the Rings game. Switch 1, I guess we'll call it now. PC, X and S, 5. Terminal Brigade. Terminal is N-U-L-L. Terminal Brigade, PC. Demon Hunt is a mech game on the PC. Holy Shoot, kind of a cartoony game on the PC. Morgan Metal Detective. This is this old school metal detection game, and it's on everything, by the way. Bus Flipper Simulator on the PC. Cook Serve Forever, all the systems. Dead Take, PC. Earthion, on everything except the Xbox One. Frosthaven on the PC. Gold Adventure Gold, a good one. PC. Hell Galaxy on the PC. Hungry Meme on the PC. Lucy Dreaming 4 and 5, Machina on the PC, and finally, Firearms Factory on the PC as well. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break, and we'll come on back with the cheat code.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world. We have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both airline and hotel with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane. And you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak. And there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903. Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135.
The Video Game
Thank you for that, and welcome back. Guess what? It's time to give away the brand new game. And actually, it's not. I just did that. It's live radio. It's time to do the cheat code. It's my first time ever on the air. This comes from Will. And Will asked me this a couple weeks ago, and I just thought the timing of the Wolfenstein, I'll do it now. He wanted to know the code to get all this stuff. Here's the code. You get all the guns, ammunition, and keys. Just put ILM. Once again, ILM, and you'll have everything. By the way, one more note before we send you out there into 6 days and 23 hours without this show. Happy Gilmore 2 98 demo is now a video game on Netflix as well, to go with the release of the movie. So I have not played it yet, but, you know, Netflix has been trying to break into the video game world for quite some time. And with no must-haves yet, I have to say, you know, when I'm downloading, I mean, even Squid Game, I was excited. Oh, they did a Squid Game game. And I'm like, ah, it's lame for your phone. But anyway, we'll give it a shot. And we will see you next week. I'm Rick Tittle on the Video Game Review.